We're going to focus on the inyan of Anove, which is primarily in Sif Ches and Sif Tes, and the Aris over there. And from there we'll branch out to different parts of the Sicha, but all in connection with inyan of Anove. Before we begin, let's preface with just some points. A few klotzkashes just to open. First, the inyan of the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the obvious question, what's the taich that Moshe Rabbeinu has Anova? L'chore, Moshe Rabbeinu has the inyan of Chochmah, has the inyan of Nevuah. So the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu makes a cheshbon that if somebody would have had these keches, they would have been given to him, efsher, perhaps he would have used them better. And the Rebbe is Meir Noron 9, that in Zohar Samachay, he omits the word ve'efsher. So the taitch is over here that certainly somebody would have used the keches better than me. Therefore, since there's no reason for a person to be proud of things that he didn't earn himself, that he didn't work on himself. It's a given gift, and somebody would have used this better than me. Therefore, I have nothing to be haughty about. That's why there's no reason for Moshe to have any gaiv. The question is, they weren't given to someone else. Would you mean that if they would have been given, it's a hypothetical thing? The fact is that I have been given these keches, and I use them on a certain level. So lepayil, I do have chokhmah, or the nevuah, or different things. So what's the taj that somebody would have used it better? When that happens, then I'll be bottled in. Or let's say it differently. Who says that somebody would have used it better? Lecheire fakert, adarab. The fact is that there are many people who have been given keiches and they don't use them as they should. So we could, but pastor, safely assume that if he would have been given more keiches, then he won't use them either. So what's this assumption? Even without the word ve'efsher, we are certain that somebody else would have used the keiches better than me. What kind of rationalization is that for Moshe not to have any guide? The emesis, even more. There are things which, by definition, shouldn't be or can't be measured whether they're utilized more or not. That's not its value. Some things, what are they? They are gifts. If somebody has received a gift, he should feel great about this. You're right, I don't get points for effort. But is effort the only measuring stick? Like we say, nevuah. So the Rebbe asks this. A nevuah is something which has to do with aveda. Nevuah is a zchus. Obviously, you have to be a keli, you have to be a giber, an asher, and a chacham, and v'chul. But what is nevuah that the Eibsher revealed himself to me? And Moshe was docha novi, the likam novi ke Moshe. So, how does the fact that somebody else would have been given other keichi would have used them out? It's nothing to do with using out. And he's been given a gift. It's an inyan which has the chatchila to do with the nesinim alamayla. So, why should Moshe not have any gaiva at all from the fact that he's the greatest novi? And the emes is the question is even stronger because the fact that the Moshe was the greatest onuf, and this that Moshe was. There was no greater Navi. These psukim follow one another. It's as if the Pashta Pshat almost in the Pasuk is, in these psukim, in Parshas Baal Yisrael is, that despite the fact that he was the greatest Navi, Im Kol Zeh, he was also the greatest Anuf. So the Shaila is, how does this go together? Another point which needs exploring is the Anuf of the Eibishter. Chazal zogen B'mokim shat ha-meitzah g'dulosei, shomat ha-meitzah ha-mbusnusei. That says that the Eibishter has anov. So the Rebbe asks over here, in Siftes, what does it mean that there's anov by the Eibishter? L'chore, there's no shaykh over the Anichesh. So, l'chere, the taitch over here in the Kasha is. So, first of all, there can't be anything that the Eibishter, we could say by him a cheshbon that he's been given and used out more. There's no one who's giving the Eibishter anything. Kimimcha, Akel, the Eibishter has everything. Or Memele, there's no, the whole cheshbon which we used for Moshe Rabbeinu can't be applied by the Eibishter. But L'chura, the cash is even stronger. Besides for the cheshbon of giving something, the Eibishter can't feel, obviously, any bittul klape something, because there's nothing which has a milo which he doesn't have. Because if there's anything in the world which has any quality, that guf has been given by the Eibishter. So the Eibishter, by definition, the Eibishter has all the milos. In a mele, so he could never feel lesser in any way in relative to something. So what does it mean, Pashat Pirush HaMilas, another by the Eibishter? A third Nekudah which needs explaining is a Kasha that Alter Rebbe asks in Nekudah Teireh Matis. It says in Sfarim that a Yid has to work on his Hanove and his Bittul on Achnoah to the Eibishter. The Kasha is this something that you have to work on? Do you have to tell a person that you are less than the Eibishter? What exactly are we demanding from this person? We're teaching, like the lashon over there is, Sha Adam Beri Yeshfela Avafela is Yachtin Esatzme Legabe Averi Yisbarach. So obviously, the Aveda of Anova has to be something a bit higher than that. Okay. Another inyan which needs explaining is the machlekes of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer and Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Pinchas ben Yoyer famously says that there are 10 shlovim or steps or stages of a yid becoming close to the Eibishter. Teira mevir deziru, zehirus mevir dezrizu, zrizus nakius. Then he says that anove brings to yiras chet, which means that yiras chet is higher than anove. Zog the Gemara, pliga the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that fakert anove is gedela mikula. So there's a machlekes over here whether anove is the highest, or could it be that yirischet is higher than anove? So the question is, what's the machlekes? In other words, both obviously agree that these are two important qualities which a person must have. So what's the difference over here in perspective, whether Anove is high or Yirischet is high. Another thing which needs explaining is the Mishnah in the end of Seita. The Mishnah says, Mishemes Rebbe Botla Anove Yirischet. Says that in the end of the time of the Tanoim, with the closing of the Tkuf of the Tanoim and the opening of the period of the Amiroim, they seized the idea of Anova and Yereschet by Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef said, don't include Anova in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yosef says, I'm an Amire and I'm an Onov. So obviously that word has to be corrected. Anova did not cease to exist with the closing of the Mishnah. Reb Nachman said, don't include the word Yereschet. You could include Anova, but don't include Yereschet because I'm a Yereschet. So now, as a byproduct of this Machlekes, of this Gemara, where each one is saying, don't include Anova or don't include Yereschet, we understand that they disagree with each other. In other words, Rabbi Yosef says that he is an Anov. But Rav Nachman doesn't hold that Rabbi Yosef is an Anov, because he only says omit the word yirescheit, but don't omit leave anova, because he take is maskim that anova doesn't exist in that generation. So the question is, what's pshat that Reb Yosef holds that he's an anov and Reb Nachman holds that he's not anov? So the Rebbe explains in the Sicha that the machlekes over here is whether Teire becomes a part of a person, does it become his or not? According to Reb Yosef, it becomes his. Sorry, according to the Reb Yosef, it does not become his. So therefore, he doesn't have what to be proud of. Therefore, he's an onuf. According to Reb Nachman, he has what to be proud of because the Teir Taka becomes his. That's the beer in the Sicha, which doesn't belong really in our discussion. The problem over here is Eibazei, so Reb Nachman has explained why Reb Yosef does not have what to be proud of, therefore he can't be anov. Eibazei, what's the anova of Rabbeinu Kaddish? What's the anova of Rebbe? He says, in the Mishnah we said that Rebbe does have anova. That we all agree. Reb Nachman says Reb Yosef can't have anova. Why? Because Teira becomes part and parcel of who you are. So therefore, you can't be an anov. Rebbe doesn't become of who he is. The Teira is not delayu. So, obviously there's going to have to be two kinds of anova, which in this anova of Rebbe, Reb Yosef is not shaykh to. So that's what Reb Nachman is saying. There's the anova of Rebbe, which has take, ceased to exist, and the anova which Reb Yosef is saying that he has, that he disagrees with. So the question is, what are these two kinds of anov? Another thing which is understood from this Gemara is that according to Reb Nachman, there is bizman hazeh yirescheit, but there isn't anov. L'cheir is shver, because we know the rule which was brought before from Reb Pinchas ben Yoir, that anov mivia l'de yirescheit. So according to Reb Nachman, it's going to end up being something interesting. That we don't have anova, but we do have yirescheit. Even though yirescheit is higher than anova. How could you have the higher madrega without having the lower madrega? Good. So, lesikum, we have over here a few points which we brought up which have to be explained. The anova of Meshe Rabbeinu is not understood. What's the real havona of his cheshbon? L'chure, his cheshbon doesn't really make sense because who says others would use it out? And also there are things which aren't dependent on whether they are given or not. What's the taich that Eibishter is an anov? That doesn't make sense. What's the taich that a yid has to work on his anova to the Eibishter? L'chure, that's like a given. What's the taich in the machlekes Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer and Reb Shua ben Levi, whether anove is higher than yirescheit or lower? What's the taich in the fact that Reb Nachman says Reb Yosef is not an anov and Rebbe is? So obviously there's two madreges in anove. And again, what's the taich that Reb Nachman holds that nowadays you do have yirescheit, but you don't have anova, even though anova is mevia l'idei yirescheit? How does that go together? Okay. So, let's leave those questions aside. We have our work cut out for us. But the way we'll do this is, first let's bring the Reishis Chochme, which is the Reishis Chochma that the Rebbe brings over here in the Ha'aris and the Sicha. Then we'll see what the Alter Rebbe was Mesiv Bir Pshat in the Reishis Chochma. And once we understand the way the Alter Rebbe is explaining it, with the Tzemach Tzedek, and there's a bissel Andish and Noch HaKneitsch from the Mittler Rebbe, will be able to approach the way the Rebbe explains over here in the Sikha, which is using this vort of the Alter Rebbe to explain all these sugyas which we mentioned above. And then mitzach abisla reinlosen, abisla betesvis biur, be'emek yeser, the way it's mavur in Zohar Samachay, that the Rebbe brings in the Aris. And then there's the way it's in Aura 46 and Aura 48, it looks like the Rebbe's being masif and naya emek in the ganze cheshbon. Okay. So the Reish Chochme in Shara Anova Perik Aleph, as is well known, the Reish Chochme's style is, he always begins in all the Sharim, in Shara Yireh, in Shara Kedusha, and everything, he always begins with bringing the different Gemaras and the Medrashim on this Inyan, and then he brings the Zayars. So he shows how this Inyan is, Opikabol. So he does the same thing in Anova, after bringing the different Mamore Razal and Anova, Hepteron, that Anove is bepashtus the idea of Malchus, David, the Yachas of Levona to the Yare, to the Shemesh, is a Makab. But then he says, Omnum be'emes, b'chol ha'atzilus yimotzeh ha'anove. The idea of Anove is in every level in Elokus. And he brings three inyonim. First of all, there's the Tikkunim, where it says, Shchinte Eloi is Anove. Then he says, in Rai Mehemna we see that Malchus is called Anov. Then he's Meisif, Vegam Bekeser Yimotze Anov. Vuhu Nikra Ayin Liyese Machshivatz Mila Ayin Neged Amaitz. So the Alter Rebbe brings this Reshus Chochme, where we have three Gdorim in Anov, Shchinte Yiloh, Malchus and Keser. And the Alter Rebbe explains, what's the tight Shchinte Eloi? Shchinte Eloi is Bina, meaning Meich. In other words, Anova bepashtos, if you'll ask Bedas B'nei Yodom, Anova means that I have to subjugate myself or be machnia myself before somebody else. The real Pshat Anove is that it's not taich that you're holding yourself back. The taich is that you are really bottled. You are losing yourself to a greater idea. This is the difference between Malchus and Meichi. Malchus is the taich that a person relates to somebody else. How? Through Kabbalah Seh, through Bittl. But the bittl is an imposed bittl. It's that I'm kilo neymar forcing myself to accept somebody. That's a evit. Zog da Alter Rebbe, the real pshat anove is, and this is why the Reishis Chochme, the pashtus, this is what Alter Rebbe means. He's quoting the Reishis Chochme, not the Zayar, because the Reishis Chochme brought the inyan of Shchinte Eloh first, because the gender of anove is the taich. I am bittl not because I am forcing myself to be bottled, I'm breaking myself, but because I'm connected. Meaning, emes bittel is the taich meichin. As we know, that when a person connects to something with his seichel, the idea has overtaken him. He can't leave it. He has now been taken. Seichel is the power that a person possesses to dedicate himself, to connect to something higher than himself. And then the experience that this person feels is not that avdeh b'efkeira nichalei, and there is something which is forcing me. No, adarabe. I'm there. Like the example would be given, like of David Neman, who he feels he belongs, is übergegeben, he's totally there. And that's the keich of meichin. Because Meichen is the experience where the truth overtakes me and I'm silent. I allow myself to be taken by the truth. Is das teich der Alter Rebbe Pshat in der Reishis Chochme, that the geder of another Izbin. Lefize will answer one of our questions which we began with. What's the taich that you have to tell a person who's a berry of shfeil of afeila that he should be makdin himself legabe the beir? Zok the Alter Rebbe over here, it's in Lukut Tere and Mateis, that you're right. If we would be talking about subjugation, sich mevatel sein, you don't need to tell somebody that the Eibshter is the boss and the Eibshter is greater than you. We're talking over here about the Hizbonos, that a person should feel that shele yetevis makim klala lekaloch shiv mamash. A bit lamiti, what he calls the union of dveikus, which is yichudei ilo. This thing is already aravanya, and that's what it's talking about in the Sforin. V'meret vegen azayid has to have a novel and a bitl to the Eibishter, we're talking about shchinte ilo, which is bin. This is all aber still the first level. I mean, there is what we're calling is not real anova. There's the bitle, the anova of Malchus. That's bechlal not anova. Real anova is the taich, shchinte ilo, bin. A tifer pshat ober in anova is what the Reishis Chochma says, vegam bekeser yimotze anova. Even in keser you could find it. And this is already a different kind of bitle. What says it? When a yid is bottled because of his seichel, even though it's not like it's imposed on him, but still it's not really him. He's been convinced. He can't say otherwise. The very fact that it's something which makes sense to him, it's agreeable. Therefore, it's by definition something which has been added to him. So the anova over here is not the atzmistika anova. Masha'ein ken keser, the union of rotzen, that already is like the etzem anefesh. I belong here not because I was convinced, not because I was made. I'm the etzem bottle. In Teres Chaim in Va'era, this is all the Rebbe brings in the Aris and the Sikha. In Teres Chaim in Va'era, zok de Mittler Rebbe, clearly, says do as a one level of Anova, mitzad Acheshbin, which is the Anova of Bina, shecheshiv p'chisos erke b'chol dover, ad shenechshiv ba'atzme kecheite godl, and he has a real shiflus. This is all the anova of Bina. This is the way it's understood. Noch is the real anova yeseira, which is that he's a shiflus be'etzem mitzis, shenikra bitl ha'atzmus mitzad ha'etzem, shu shofel be'etzem. And this is, he says, ubelosh nidish, nishtkeit, is by sich gornit. What's going to be the difference between these two kinds of anova? Anova of Bina and anova of Keser. Zog the Mittler Rebbe Apashta Havchone. Is he going to experience the fact that he's an anov? If it's an anova, a bitl mitzad a seichel, because the seichel itself is something which I developed, which I had to attain, so therefore it's something which I possess, so I reached a level of hanava. It's something which happened. It's a process. Memela, by definition, I can't say that I don't know that I have it. Masha'enkin onov be'etzem, sinishkin zugegebene zach, sinishkin gemachte zach, nishtkeit. Is bei sich gar nicht. Und memela, the result's going to be that he's not even margish the fact that he's an onov. These two gdorim of anova machmas bin and anova which comes from keser are true on every level. First of all, it's true in Seder Shtalshlus. There's the relationship of Chochmah to the Eibishter, or of Bina to the Eibishter, to Atzmus, and then there's the relationship of Keser. Was heißt? Just like in a person's own nefesh, Chochmah, Seichel, or Bina more specifically, the union of Meichin is La'atzmi. Meichin is the way a person experiences himself. So, it's the part of the nefesh, of the keiches of the nefesh, which is bottled to the etzim. Seichel is a keili. He allows, he's receptive to the keich ha-maskel, to be in his gala. He's allowing for the etzim and nefesh to express himself. But again, he is a bottle to something. That's the experience of Bina, the way the Anova is, or, like he's saying over here, it's Machmasa is Bonimus. What's the relationship of Rotzen to the Etzem? Rotzen is just expression of Etzem. It's when Etzem is Behiz Galus, that's Rotzen. It's not a thing. Like sometimes the Loshen is the Loshen Rashi. As Ein Nafshi Elohim Azeh is like Nafshi is Ritzeni. Nefesh and Rotzen are interchangeable. Because the idea of Rotzen is just Merutzas HaNefesh. It's HaToyas HaNefesh. So therefore, the Yachas of Meichin to my Etzem and the Yachas of my Rotzen to my Etzem are two different kinds of Bittul. Likewise, Lamaila. In Seder Eshtalshalos, the Yachas of Bina Datzilis to the Eibishter, to Atzmus, is Epes HaGemachte Zach. He is masik, just like in Nefesh HaAdam, my own meichin to myself. Masha'in kein keser, he's bottled by etzim. The same thing is going to be also, not just within Seder Shtalshlos, is also going to be in the relationship of a Yid to the Eibishter. When a Yid serves the Eibishter with bittel, so again, the bittel which is just imposing on himself, that's Bechlal not considered the Aveda in Alter Rebbe's language. In the Aveda of Bittel, there is that he creates a Bittel through his bonus. That's all Bina. Then there is a sort Yachas of a Yitta the Eibishter that he's bottled by Etzem. And that has to come from a deeper place in his Nefesh, not from his Meichin, but from his Rotzen, from his Pshitas HaNefesh, where he calls over here in Teres Chaim, he says, Atzmus HaNefesh. Now, just like it's understood in Seder Shtalshalos, that there is two kinds of Anova. The Anova of Bina and the Anova of Keser. And in Avedis Hashem, the Yachas of the Eibishter, there's the Anova of Bina and the Anova of Keser. Likewise, there's also going to be in the Yachas Bin Adam L'Chaveri, the Yachas of a Yid to another Yid. And this is the nekuda of the beer which the Rebbe is now going to use to explain these various sugyas that we began with. A Yid could relate to another Yid and be bottled to him because it makes sense. I can make a cheshbon. Like we saw, Moshe Rabbeinu made that kind of cheshbon to understand that this Yid has a milah over him. For whichever reason. In other places it says that he was Mekane in the Ikvus de Meshicha, because they have their Maile, the Bittel. Fashidne Inyon, that's a Cheshbon. But then there's another kind of Anova, which is not a created Anova, it's Be'etzem Anov. Why am I bottle? Because this is why my Metzias. The way I am, I'm a bittel diker. So let's just summarize over here. The Reshus Chochmah told us that there's Anova of Shchinte Eloi and there's Anova of Keser. The Alter Rebbe explained that the Taitch is Anova of Meichin, which is a real Anova, not Stam a bittel. This is that is mevatel himself by force, but a real Anova where he's connecting his Dovuk, which is Anova of Meichin. Oh, but sof, this is all only through his bonus. Machmas achesh. The noch is the ativra anove, which is anove beetzem, which is keser. Lefize, the Rebbe explains the different inyan. So first, let's begin with the anova of meishan. Gefrekt, lechura the ar inyanim, that a cheshbon won't help. He is the greatest navi. Doesn't make a difference if it was given to him or not given to him. If it would have been given to somebody else. That's not what a navi is. A navi is, by definition, something which has been given milamayla. What's the difference if it's been given to me? Therefore, I'm not a navi. A navi is that it's given to me. So what's the answer? You're right. You can't have a navi al pi a cheshbon for that. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is a anov, le'inyan anovu, is because they're anov beds. Al derech ze, we ask, what's the types of the Eibush that's anov? The whole cheshbon doesn't make sense. So the answer is anachanam. The Eibush that's anov is not anov from a cheshbon. The Eibush is be'etzem anov. Lefize is also understood the machlekes between the Pinchas ben Yair, Reb Shuv, and Levi. Is a anov higher than a yerechet or lower than a yerechet? It depends which anov we're talking about. Anov al pi cheshbon is lower than yerechet. Anov al from mitzad etzem, mitzad keser, is higher than yerechet. More specifically, and look at the Teira and in Era Teira. Is Mermavur, Dr. Azay. Yerechet is Chochme. Anova, which is lower than Yerechet, is Bina. Anova, which is higher than Yerechet, is Keser. Because Chochme is Taka higher than Bina and lower than Keser. Just let's add just one more Kneich. L'chure Eibazay, so what's the Machlekes? It's not Machlekes, they're talking about different things. So the Rebbe is Meir in Aura 44 that Take we find that there is such a way of dealing with a machlekes, not to say it's not really a machlekes, the Kavan is Mechulakin. Everybody's talking about a different thing. You're right. And that it brings the Shalah that you find such a way of explaining a machlekes. It's a Take Nishke machlekes. Al Derech Zeh, we could explain the Sugi and Seite. According to Reb Nachman, he says Rabbi Yosef is not an anav, and the Rabbeinu HaKadosh was an anav. So, mimanav shach. The kasha is, if Rabbi Yosef is not an anav, because he holds that the Torah becomes the mitzvah of the person, so Rabbi Yosef can't be an anav. So why was Rabbi an anav? So the answer is anachanami. Rabbi was an anav be'etzim. And that Reb Nachman holds doesn't exist in the generation. So Reb Nachman holds as a Reb Yosef is Nishkin Anov. Why? Because our Anov Be'etzim he can't be. And our Anov Mitzad Acherden he could also not be because Torah becomes his Mitzias. Masha'en Ken Rebbe. Rebbe was Anov Be'etzim. And that's what's going to be the Taich that Reb Nachman holds that Bizman Azeh is Anov Mivir De Yiris Chet. Why? Because real anova we don't have in our generation. That's anova be'etzem. The lower anova, that's taka lower than yereschet. Anova maybe is yereschet. Is lesikum, the way we're holding till now, is we have in the idea of anova two inyonim. There's anova al pi cheshbon, there's anova be'etzem, and lefi zeh, all the various sugyas and kashas which we brought up are dealt with. They're either talking about the lower kind of anova, or an attained anova, or we're talking about a atzmis dika anova. Aber lechure, there's still something shver. We still didn't deal with the original question that we began with. L'chura, the Hizbonus of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't make sense. What do you mean that if they would have been given to somebody else, they weren't given to someone else? So it's hypothetical. Where do you know from that somebody else would have used it better? We know that what he does have, he doesn't use better. He doesn't use business of. Obviously, we're assuming Moshe Rabbeinu did use everything he has business of. So why would somebody else use it better than him? What's B'chal HaTaychel in this Chesh? And this is Dach Anov Al Pi Chesh. So somehow or another, we're going to have to say it's going to work within the world of Chesh. So the answer is, the Rebbe brings an Ara 49 from Zachar Samachay. As we have learned, the ganze anov al pi cheshbon in atifereiv. It's not just the taich that there's two kinds of anov. Anov al pi cheshbon and anov be'etzem. Now, once I understand there's a concept called anov be'etzem, then the anov al pi cheshbon also ponim chadoshes ba'olakan. It becomes a different kind of anov. What says it? The reason it made sense to Moshe Rabbeinu is because he was an Anov Be'etzem. Once he's an Anov Be'etzem, therefore his Seichel also worked in such a Eifen. So it made sense to him something else. No. Maybe just for more Asbara. Yavin B'yemashti Yosar. The Rebbe says over there that a person, by definition, his seichel can't be becher against his own mitzvahs. But once his etzem, chelki avaya omra nafshi, chooses to go against his own mitzvahs, then it does make sense in seichel. Why? Seichel is bottle. But seichel doesn't but the yeshus of a person doesn't allow for seichel to function fully. Once mitzad etzem, he is allowed, then Seichel manages to make the right choice. So Kilo Neymar, this Seichel, the way Seichel works independent of the etzem and nefesh, when there isn't a real bittel in nefesh, and then there's the Seichel, the way the Seichel is working as an extension, or the way the etzem is expressed in it. Al derech zeh, it sounds like the Rebbe is saying over here, this is Pshat Nezachar Samachay. Does it make sense purely in Cheshbon that Moshe is less than somebody else? No. Pashtus. So why is his logic working in such a way? Because Be'etzem, this is the way, this is where he belongs. Be'etzem is a bitl diker. So all of his keichas are also going to function in such a way. They're all going to be somehow a reflection of what the etzem is. There is a bittel diker in etzem, so therefore his keichas also work in a bittel diker way. And therefore his logic also works that way. So even though the cheshbon itself would never be able to stand on its own feet, once the etzem is azay, so the cheshbon also clapped. Yeah. Is Lesikum, what do we just add over here? Till now, we're saying that there's two kinds of bittel. There's a bittel be'etzem, and then there's a bittel of cheshbon. Now we're saying, no, really, the bittel of cheshbon is also connected to the bittel of etzem. Once we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is be'etzem bottel, then it makes more sense why his cheshbon kilo, his hizbonus, is also working in such a way. So Adkan is the inyonim viseretzich b'derech klal. This is basically, it's all in the Aris over here. There's the Reishis Chochme, and there's the way the Alter Rebbe explained it, and there's the Teres Chaim in Va'era, and there's the Erateira in Vayeshev, which is basically we're mesakim the scene in the way the Rebbe brings it over here. And lefizel, the Rebbe miyashev given fashidin the gemores, everything is mesut. But here comes
the Har. In Har of 46 and Har of 48, it looks like the Rebbe is learning a Pesanaya Pshat over here. From the Lashon in the Har, it looks like there was a question, like the Manichim wrote in and the Rebbe answered. That's what it looks like, something, there was a handler eye over there, from Mestamedaf Menfregen, but Divas Hobendos. But it seems like the Rebbe is saying a new Pshat, and it's really a new Pshat in the Reshus Chachme. And it's going to be meaning a new pshat now. Tzirik in the Lukutei Teira and everything is going to have to be looked at from a fresh view. Zapash tekasha. Lefi, the way the Alter Rebbe said that there's two kinds of anova: anova be'etzem, and anova al picheshbon. So the anova of keser, which the Reishis Chochme introduced us to, is the anova be'etzem. The problem is that the Lashon of the Reishis Chachma is as the Anova of Sfiris HaKeser is liyesei machshiv atzmei la'ayin neged ha'maitzel. The way he looks at himself is that I am nothing biyachas to the Eibishter. Now that sounds like a cheshbon. That doesn't sound like a atzmiistika Anov. That sounds like he's processed something, and to him it makes sense rationally that this is less than, that I am less than it, and therefore I should be bottled. Is l'chore, what's the difference between the bittel of keser and the bittel of bina? Or the tzirik, where's this bittel be'etzem, which the Mittler Rebbe is talking about? So the Rebbe answers as they. So let's first we'll see the answer and then we'll try to dissect it a bit. There are two inyonim. There's the Eifen of Sfiris HaKeser and there's the Darga of Keser. What we're discussing over here is the Eifen of Sfiris HaKeser. We're not talking about the Madrega. The Madrega of Keser is take soft, not the real Anov. Because the Madrega of Keser is echta Madrega. What is he? Li yesim machshivatz me la'ayin biyachas to the Eibishter. Real Anov is take de etzim. Eibazei, what's so good about Keser? Keser, his eifna bitl is that he allows for inyonim which are lemaile mitam v'das. Lemaile miseide ishtalshlis. So Kilo Neymar, he's a Keli, he allows for the Anova Be'etzem to be Be'ez Galus. So the answer is L'chayre L'fize, what Rebbe is saying, that Be'emes, real Anova, and the Anova which we want to talk about in this Sikha, is not the Anova of Keser. The Anova Atzmis, unlike Be'emes, the Loshen in Teres Chaim is Take, Atzmus, is higher than Keser. Elamai, the way it comes in Keser is it comes in a Eifen of Keser is doch bottle, so therefore Keser allows for that to be Nizgal. The Emes says the Rebbe, once you say that, this could be applied even in other madrigas. Wherever you have an inyan which allows for bleak vul to be nizgale, so that then it's going to be true in malchus, it's going to be true everywhere, and that's why the Reishis Chachma also brings the inyan of malchus as a dot and dot anove. In other words, lefizeh, we're going to have to learn pshat azeh. What's Anova Be'etzem is only in Etzem HaNefesh. Where could Anova Be'etzem be accessed? In Keser. The Madrega of Keser itself is Nishtaze. So therefore, in Nefesh HaAdam, is Rotzen Etzem? The answer is no. Rotzen filled Etzem. Rotzen is Megala Etzem. Rotzen allows for Etzem to be accessed. So the Milo of Rotzen is not his Madrege, the Milo of Rotzen is Kilo Neymar, the Eifen, the way the Etzem could come over here. Masha'en ken bina. Which is, he works the chatchila al pi cheshbon, and mehusa is cheshbon. Or memele, he won't allow himself to connect to such a thing. Lefize, that is common, a new pshat also in the Likutei Torah. And it says this whole part of the Alter Rebbe, this whole thing, it means something else now. We're not talking about Kesed. There's something called the Anova of Etzem HaNefesh. All right, so let's just summarize in this a bit of uptighten over here. What's the message? So the Nukudas Advarim vi was Mamdoge learned is that there's two kinds of anove. There's anove machmas acheshbon. There's anove be'etzem, which is anove of bina and anove of keser. Lefize, we explain it different from Amar Razal. We explain with the taich of anove by the Eibishter is anove of etzem. The anove of Meishe Rabbeinu is anove be'etzem. Then we may have two nekudas. One nekuda is that the Yachas of Anova Be'etzem and Anova Machmas Acheshbon is that Anova Machmas Acheshbon becomes influenced from Anova Be'etzem, and therefore, because I'm Be'etzem Anov, the way my Seichel is going to work, I'm going to reach a conclusion which I would never be able to think of without having my Etzem really belonging over there. A second point is that over here in Ha'ara 46, and 48, it looks like the Rebbe is learning that really even Anova of Keser is just the Anova which is allowing for the Anova Ha'atzmis to be Nizgal. Akoponim, that's what it looks like. Almost optaichen bepashtus. In Anocha Se'elam, the Pashut Ha'avona, the way a person looks at the Aveda of Anova is that it's something which has to be created. Meaning, by definition, Anova is imposed. Who am I? I am a yesh. I'm a murgish. That's the way a normal person is. You could control yourself. You could work on yourself. You could... But it's not really who you are. In other words, a person, once he falls back into his natural state, he'll become an animal again. He's a yesh. Zog the Alter Rebbe, really, real anova is that you doesn't have to be imposed, you could be convinced. Meaning, the keach of Chabad is that anova could take be pnimi. You don't have to be an animal, you could take be dovuk. Then noch zog the Alter Rebbe, and the way the Rebbe is saying even more over here, it's not only you have to be convinced, you are be'etzem ha'onov. Meaning, the idea of being bottled to something is not something we have to create, fakert is something we have to be megal. Who am I mitzad my etzem? Ner avay nishma sodom. I am bottle. Bittle comes naturally to me. When a person wants to make himself bottle, it's not something which he has to buy, get, attain from outside, fakert. He has to allow for this etzem to come out, allow for the truth, his real natural yid, which is to be bottled to the Eibishter. Umemele biyachas to sviva also. The relationship I have with somebody else doesn't have to be something which I have to bite my lips and hold myself back and not really say what I think, or even to be mizbeinin in his maila and therefore to feel that I am shval ruach b'fnei kol adam. Alibi de'emes, there's something natural in a yid where he's not a murgish. And that could express itself, and it could even express itself in the seichel.